never give up. Fighting till the end, gotta get back up. No time for loss. Fighting till the end, no matter what the cost.
Yeah. Keep moving, gotta get back up. What? Keep moving, gotta get back up. Keep moving, gotta get back up. What? Keep moving, gotta get back up.
Today's podcast, powered by something I rarely do, but man, I'll tell you what, occasionally I jump in, I go down the dark side. Diet Dr. Pepper. Oh, it's been a long time, baby. I don't do Mountain Dew, because once you do the Dew, you can't go back. I swear it's a gateway drug. It is. But DP, man, if you're from Texas, you're with me, right? Not good for me, but it sure tastes good. So today, a little stream of consciousness, if you will. I'm going to take you down the road about goals. Not necessarily goal setting, but if you've ever wondered, do they work, or ever set them like crazy and ended up with a collection of goals like wine corks in a fancy kitchen? You've seen them, right? Some people have wine, they got like 1,000 of them, but they don't do anything. Are goals like that for you? So a stream of consciousness today, it's going to take me a couple of minutes to get to my actual thought that I want to get inside your head. But you're going to enjoy the ride between now and then, so hang on. It is a daily boost from MotivationToMove.com, the positive boost you need every single day. My name is Scott Smith, founder, chief motivating officer around this here place. Doing this since 2006, episode 4,813. Every single day, just keep doing this thing. It's been so much fun along the way. By the way, Perfect Week Planner is available to you at PerfectWeekPlanner.com. Now, I'm not going to make you use it, not going to make you download it, not going to shove it down your throat at all. But if you'd like to take control of your schedule, if you'd like to have some more free time, if you're tired of chasing the stuff, you got to consider the options. And this is a great option. Check it out, PerfectWeekPlanner.com. Go get it. So let's talk goals, and let's get a little wiggy with it, okay? Do they still say that? I guess they do if I did, okay? It must be a thing if I said it. So goals, do you still dream about things you want to do when you grow up? Do you have goals? Do visions keep popping in your head? And people told you got to set goals. Now, I'm the first one to say yes. Theoretically, in the realm of something called goals, this thing that you set of what you want to do, yes, you got to do it. You're a goal-driven machine. Once you set your focus on something, you go after it. So absolutely, I say you got to set. If you don't call it a goal, it's got to be called something. We'll get to that in a minute, okay? But yes, you got to set a path. You got to set something you want. You got to put something out there. So I'm totally on board with that. But I got some issues. Let's start with this one. First off, a long time ago, I said, well, I can't really set a goal unless I got a mission. And sometimes it's really hard to get a specific mission. But if I'm going to set one, am I going to set it big enough so it excites me? Because if it doesn't excite me, I'm not going to do it. You with me? Just not up and down, okay? You've noticed it, to be honest with yourself. Why are sometimes you excited about what you're going to do and other times you're not? Well, if you get excited, you do the stuff. It's fun. If you don't get excited, you don't do the stuff. That's all there is to it. So I have what I call my BAM. I've had this for a long time. I still have it today. I still use it. I still teach it. I still coach it. I still make people do it. BAM. What is it? No, it's not from the Flintstones. No. My big, awesome, motivating mission. BAM. Yeah. And it's just kind of one of these things that gets me excited. Now, if I have an idea of something I want to do, and it doesn't feel like I want to say, bam, I don't do it. I walk away. I don't tiptoe into it hoping it's going to get excited. It's just, if it's not exciting to me, I'm like, no, why go after it? So we start with the bam, but now let's get to the goal thing, because goals kind of come after the bam, don't they? So goals have been around forever and ever and ever, and I've always had this issue with goals. Let me start with the biggest issue I have called SMART goals. Drives me insane. I don't even know when it came out. It came out a long time ago. A guy like me, or maybe a psychologist guy, which is a guy like me that's got more papers behind his, or numbers, letters behind his name than I do, probably invented the acronym, right? SMART goals. I'm not a big fan of it, but it's been taught everywhere. And here's why. SMART goals. They are specific, like that. They are measurable, like that a lot. They are attainable. There you go. That's the other one. They are realistic, and they are time-bound. So basically, it sounds pretty cool, right? But essentially, I got a real problem with realistic, and I got a real problem with attainable, because a lot of people I know, when they set a goal, they set a goal that is not realistic because you've never done it before. A goal is somewhere off in the future. How can you actually do it if it's way off in the future, right? And secondly, is it attainable? Well, if you've never attained it, how can you possibly know how to attain it? So to me, That was a big problem every time I taught it and every time I tried to do it. Scott, that somebody could explain to me how this works, right? The bottom line is, okay, let me give you 5 hours of coaching to figure out how to get through an acronym. No, I don't like it. And the smarter goals, not going to talk about that. So I kind of moved on from goals. Don't do that. Now, here's the other thing. So I set goals, and somebody said to me, when you set a goal and you go after it, I believe you have to go after something, right? When you set a goal, so you said, listen, it's not about the destination. It's about the journey. And they also said, once you set a goal, your mind doesn't really need to do it because your mind's already done it. It imagined it when it set the goal. So that's why you don't take action to go after it. I kept hearing that. And then I one day looked up the definition of a goal and I said, it said it's a terminal definition or a terminal destination. I said, who wants to go there? Why would I want to work so hard and get to the end? They said, celebrate your successes. Well, if the journey is what it's all about, the completing the goal is not necessarily success. Are you following? Are you tracking with me, as they like to say? So I had all these things going on in my brain. Now, I know this kind of sounds weird. I'm just thinking it through. This is how Scott's mind works. I'm looking at, well, why would somebody not accomplish their goal? I'm thinking, well, of course you wouldn't. It's a terminal destination. Why do you want to go where it's terminal? Secondly, if the journey is what it's all about, then why do I have to get the goal? And when I get there, why would I want to celebrate something I already did? I'm not excited anymore. And they say, set a new goal. Ugh. I have no idea how we have survived this long going down this path of working toward a terminal destination and then having to continually set new goals. It just bothered me. So I said, I got to come up with new ideas. So I'm working with Face Your Passion. And a lot of what I do with my Face Your Passion coaching people, and they're telling me this, by the way, this is feedback I'm getting from them, is I looked at how things have been done for 30, 40 years. I said, screw that. I'm going to do it the way I do it, which is what I always suggest you do. Do it the way you do it. I have tried everything that's been taught. It works really, really well. But at the end of the day, my coaching came out different because it took something else to get different results. So when I looked in the results I got, I said, okay, we got to make a change here. I don't like the word goals. We'll still use them because goals make sense. You have to have them. It's a word you know. It's you know, it's like a website. You don't want to put your name up on your menu. You want to put about me because why? Everybody knows about me. So using the word goals is a good thing. So if you want to set goals, if you want to accomplish something, let me stop for a second and tell you this. You must set something off in your future. It's got to be bigger than you, yet doable. It's got to be challenging, but not too much. It has to be a person that is going to do this goal and accomplish this thing has to be somebody different than you are today. Why? Because tomorrow morning you'll be different than you are today. Big, 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 awesome, scary, a little freaky. I don't know if I can do it, but I'm excited. I think I can. Let's go out. It's got to be something like that, right? We know the science tells us this stuff now, and there's a lot more that's driving this machine. So when I looked at this whole thing, I said, what am I going to call it? What would get me fired up? So I began to look at it, and this is what I came up with. Are you ready? This is what you waited for, and let's see if it works for you, because a lot of people right now are going to get very mad at me for dissing on the goal thing. Don't care. You do you. I'll do me. And together, we'll see how far we get. Deal? Instead of calling goals, I looked at them as objectives. And here's why, because I don't know any military operation who ever set a goal. They're not going to do that for all kinds. If you're in the military, do you want to set a terminal destination? Probably not. They set objectives. And my trainer, Jacob, the other day said, yeah, hell yeah. They just say, let's go do it. And they go do it. This is what we're going to do. There is no achieving goal. There's nothing. We just go do it. You go until it's done. Maximum flexibility. You state an objective. You go until it's done. If it's a big, awesome, motivating mission, set your objective. It goes until it's done, period. I like that idea. How about you? But secondly, another thought came up to me. So I've been doing a lot of studying about successful people. I mean, really silly successful people, people over the top. People have done things that are ridiculous, like Madonna. Say what you will. She's like one of the richest and most successful musicians, actress, creative people in the world. Jeff Bezos, say what you will, he's pretty big. Steven Jobs, Apple, say what you will, he's pretty big. I said, what did they do? Well, they had an objective for sure. But the one thing I've never seen anybody that was successful, let me get this right, not do. In other words, everybody who has ever taken it to the limit and accomplished whatever dream they had did one thing. They got obsessed. I'm not a big fan of absolute obsession. I like our harmonious obsession. I like being harmonious in my life, a nice balanced life to the extent that I can, but a little obsession along the way is really good to get things done. Everybody who's ever achieved anything of great importance has always been obsessed by the mission they're on. Bam, they're in it. So I put the two together. An obsessive objective. That's my new goal. That's my new process. And I ran out and I tested it with a whole bunch of people over the past couple of months. I didn't say a word to you. I've been dead quiet for a couple of months now. And I went out and tested. And the first thing I said to people is, what do you think about goals? And nobody could tell me about a goal, except your life coaches of the world. They all had an answer that they read someplace and repeated back to me. Nobody could tell me. And when I pushed them, I shoved them. I said, how did it really work? Well, I set goals and then, you know, they're good. We got to have them. Yeah, I agree. We got to have them. But nobody did them. I talk to anybody who does massively successful things. They get obsessed by it. They set the objective. Nothing would stop them. And I will tell you, you're not going to get what you want until you get obsessed. Look back on your history right now and think about all the things you've done when you decided to go to school and follow a track. Or maybe you met a girl and you said, I'm going to marry that girl. Think of the times that suddenly, it wasn't a goal, you got obsessed. Suddenly you had a mission. You were on an objective to get done. Nothing was going to stop you. You did it. You went after it every single time. So why are we dancing around the bush and look at, can you dance around a bush? Beating around the bush. There you go. Why are we doing that? It's something that everybody I know sets them on January 1st and forgets them January 2nd. I have no idea. Hi. This is a good show, I think. Or you hate me or something. I don't know what it is. Send me a note. Send it to scott@motivationtomove.com. That's my email. I answer that email. Let me know what your thoughts are. Yell at me if you don't like me. If you like me, yell at me too, but in a different way. Have a different tone about it. It'd be cool. I'll see you tomorrow on the Daily News. Bye-bye.